elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 15th and runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 8:05, Jeffrey Lawrence, Director of Research for Nevada Policy, NPRI. He's out with a new paper that is amazing. He is a prolific writer and great on public policy. We're going to talk about a little bit about what's going on with his paper and the term regulatory sandbox. What does that mean? That's all coming up. First, though, I promised I'd let you hear from Michael McCaul. He's a congressman from Texas, that the GOP conference, which now is still looking for a Speaker of the House, this was before Steve Scalise dropped out of the race. This was Michael McCaul yesterday on Fox News Channel.
I think it was to air grievances and have everybody talk, and we've been doing that for a while. I was the first one to speak. I just made the conference aware that we're living in a dangerous world. The world's on fire. Our adversaries are watching what we do, and that, quite frankly, they like it. And Chairman Xi talks about how democracy doesn't work, and we're proving them right. And we need to fill the chair with a speaker. Every day that goes by, it gets more dangerous. You know, I was on the phone with our friends from Israel. They're going to need a supplemental, an aid to replenish the Iron Dome. But they can't do that if we don't have a speaker in the chair. So I see a lot of threats out there. But one of the biggest threats I see is in that room, because we can't unify as a conference and put a speaker in the chair to govern. I can't get my resolution of 416 co-sponsors condemning Hamas and supporting Israel without a speaker in the chair. I can't get that supplemental aid to Israel without, you know, a speaker in the chair. So it's very dangerous what we're doing. And I just wanted them to know that, you know. We're playing with fire.
Can you give us a sense of what the tangible conversation points are in that room? Not just grievances, but like, should Scalise drop out? Is Jim Jordan still in contention? Just some of the actual meat.
I mean, they're talking about, they're airing these grievances, but at the end of the day, we elected the speaker designee. And, we may just have to bring it to the floor and have another episode like we have with McCarthy. I don't really know if he's going to get the requisite votes right now.
So what do you ask that happens today?
I think they'll be in that room for quite some time.
Do you think the momentum is in Scalise's favor, or has it shifted toward Congressman Jordan?
I mean, you know, Jim went to the mic and reiterated his support for Steve Scalise. So, you know, he's basically letting his supporters go over to Steve. You know, I've been up here 20 years. I've never seen anything like this. First, history, we've never seen a vacate of the chair, but usually when we vote on a speaker designee, it goes to the floor and there's not an issue. So I just was trying to make the point how dangerous this is, because we can't govern without a speaker, and it runs in the face of democracy itself.
Israelis say when, well, let me put it this way, what is the timeline under which you're going to?
And I've been in touch with the administration. You're talking weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah. We can't drag this out any longer.
Yeah, there you have it. Michael McCaul, the congressman from Texas, a news conference yesterday before Steve Scalise drops out. And I don't know that there's a plan B or a C or a D or an E. I just don't know that Republicans are prepared to move forward. It's almost like a paralysis of sorts. Stay where you are. Coming up, this is going to be good, because there's another Republican lawmaker who has some thoughts on what's been going down. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights are 2-0 on the season after downing the Sharks 4-1 last night in San Jose. Logan Thompson was between the pipes, turning away 22 shots in his first regular season game since March. The Knights will host the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. Puck drops at 7. Most of the first round of the Shriners Children's Open got in yesterday at TPC Summerlin before darkness suspended play. LPGA star Lexi Thompson became the seventh woman to compete in a PGA Tour event. She's one over par after 16 holes. Bo Hostler has the early lead after an opening round of 62. The Las Vegas Aces can wrap up their second straight WNBA title on Sunday. Game 3 in New York. The Aces are 2-point favorites.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
That's a lot slower than usual on the east side of the valley heading into Henderson. The accident is 95 southbound before Russell Road. That has taken up the left lane, leaving only one side, the right side, to get by there. 95 southbound, again, approaching Russell Road is where the accident is. Want to merge to the far right as soon as possible. North Las Vegas accident on Cheyenne over I-15, and also now a west side accident at the intersection of Rainbow and Washington. We'll have some clouds today and light winds. Afternoon highs in the mid-70s. Back into the upper 80s, though, by Sunday. 57 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Part of the show, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A lot to talk about. And it's not all good. We've got chaos in Congress. We've got chaos in the Middle East. It's a horrible, horrible time, but we are here, and we're going to be with you through thick and thin. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you want to talk about this. Is Iran culpable? Are they a part of this planning for the attacks last Saturday in Israel? The atrocities. Are they a part of this? Let's find out. Let's go to John. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you a little bit of stuff I learned was, you know, the Ottoman Empire for hundreds of years had control of basically the Middle East. When they got defeated, the countries that defeated it, they had to kind of oversee these areas to kind of get them back together. England got the area, which is like Iraq, Iran, basically Persia. And back then, before World War II, they had a thing called the British Mandate. And they were going to set this land aside to make another Jewish state. Well, then World War II come around and all that. After World War II, they finally decided, okay, so this is what it's going to be. It's going to be right off the coast. Now, the area that they gave to them, there was nobody living on the coast. There was a few thousand people living in the mountains, but not right on the coast. So it was like in the 1920s when Jewish families started settling there, and they were coming around all around the Mediterranean to come to that area. Sometime around 1927, all the Muslim countries around there started kicking out all the Jewish peoples. So there's like 600,000 Jewish people there. They took in 700,000 refugees before World War II in that area. That was when it was just called the British Mandate and still the name Palestine. And then, you know, whatever else has happened since then to this mess we got now. But basically, they can't get along. It's like we live next to Utah. There's no gambling. We gamble here, but we still get along living by each other.
No, you're right. You're right. And the big question is, how does this all play out in the coming weeks? This is not a thing that's, we got to fix it in the next year or so. This is something we need to fix now. John, thanks, man. There you have it. I'm going to let you hear in our next segment from Mike Lawler. He is a congressman from New York. He was on Newsmax, and fascinating reaction to the attack on Israel, something that's a little unique that I had not heard. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. More to do. You want to join us? We're trying to sort out the whole issue of Iran. Bill O'Reilly talked about it live with me, that cable networks are dueling on this one. CNN is saying that Iran had nothing to do with it. The Wall Street Journal says they had everything to do with it. He says he's going to get to the bottom of it, and I don't doubt it at all. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Here's the number you want to be a part of the show, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck will be in South Bend. He now knows that they're playing Southern Cal. It's one of the great college football rivalries, but we will be talking about all sorts of serious things, including Israel's continued response to the dastardly terror attack that happened on Saturday.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 15th and runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers, or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency. not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Still inside of a week after the horrific attack, the terrorist attack on Israel, what does it all mean? What about the role of Iran? And what happens if Iran was involved in the planning and execution of those horrible attacks? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go to J.D. J.D., you are leading off this segment. Good to have you on. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, that was a perfect song for my comments. It's been reported that they had 5,000 rocket attacks in the last week into Israel. Israel, many years ago, built an Iron Dome. There must be 50,000 rocket attacks since they built that dome. Tell me these barbarians are building those rockets with their erector set in their kitchen? No, they're coming from Iran. And that's so easy to see. These people could not build these rockets and shoot them at Israel. They're very technical, high tech. And you know what I think? Obama and Biden and Secretary Kerry and Blinken should be indicted for murder because they allowed it to happen.
Do you think they knew? Do you think they had advance warning?
That I don't know. But what I'm saying is Obama and Kerry with their Iran policy to have the nukes, and Obama giving them $150 billion. We're talking about $6 billion. What about the $150 that Obama gave them? I mean, they're awash in money because Biden allowed them to sell oil that Trump wouldn't allow to sell oil, something like 400,000 barrels a day to 3 million barrels a day. It's ridiculous. If Biden had any balls, he would join Israel and level Iran.
Why is our government lying to us then? I mean, because essentially what you're saying is that the government's lying to us.
Because Biden has no energy. He, as Secretary Gates says, he's been wrong on foreign policy for 40 years. You have all the evidence from Afghanistan to everything that he's done in the foreign policy. He doesn't know what he's doing. But Obama started all of this crap. with trying to engage the Iranians. You know, his biggest advisor for 40 years, Valerie Jarrett, her father was Iranian, and she was born in Iran.
Wow. Wow. J.D., thanks, man. I appreciate the call. That's what J.D. thinks. What do you think? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We are on the verge, we think, of a ground incursion by the Israelis. They are amassing 300,000 reservists on the border. And I don't know how this is all going to play out. I fear that these terrorists, these Hamas terrorists, are going to take a page from ISIS and start showing us execution of some of these hostages. And when that happens, I think anything could happen. Anything could happen in that region. I promised I'd let you hear from Mike Lawler. This is Mike Lawler. He is a congressman from New York. He was on Newsmax yesterday, and his reaction to this horrific attack on Israel.
Joining us now, Congressman Mike Lawler, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, you represent one of the most heavily Jewish districts in the country. Do you have any constituents in Israel right now who could be in jeopardy?
Oh, yeah. We have hundreds of constituents that are over there that I'm aware of. Obviously, I'm not going to get too specific on it for their own safety, but, you know, it is certainly a distressing time for many constituents in my district in particular. I have one of the largest Jewish constituents to make sure that everybody is registered with the embassy over in Israel and that we're doing everything we can to increase the number of commercial flights and potentially, you know, military flights if necessary. To get as many of these folks home as quickly as possible.
All right, Congressman, again, thinking about those, again, constituents there, what they could potentially face. I wanted to ask you about this. You've said the Israel crisis is happening at the same time here. The House Speaker seat remains vacant. You have a pro temp there, but it's a major crisis. Posting this on X, the decision to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy was idiotic. And doing so, as Israel facing an all-out attack, is dangerous. Uncertainty and chaos in the U.S. breeds vulnerability around the world. Can you talk about how the lack of a House Speaker could hurt the U.S. response to Israel? Also at a time, too, where the Washington Post just put out a report that Kevin McCarthy says he is willing to return as Speaker. But without one, how does that hurt the U.S. response to Israel from the United States?
Well, first of all, we need a functioning government here in the United States, and removing a speaker midterm without cause was foolish. And it was 8 Republicans, 4% of the conference, teaming up with 208 Democrats to remove a duly elected Republican speaker. The reality is that events happen at a moment's notice. And I think what we're seeing in the Middle East, obviously, is a very dangerous situation. Israel has declared war for the first time in 50 years. And certainly, you know, this is something that is deeply troubling. You have Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism, backing Hamas. You know, this can devolve very, very quickly. And to not have a speaker creates all sorts of constitutional crises, including, you know, what realistically the speaker pro tem is able to do. So if the administration, for instance, is seeking additional funds to support the Iron Dome, you know, can we actually do that without a speaker? And so there are real challenges here. Kevin McCarthy has had probably the strongest relationship of any speaker with the state of Israel. And I just think he was the right person to lead our conference, lead this nation as speaker. His removal was unjustified and, you know, frankly, very petty and personal on the part of the 8 individuals who teamed up with 208 Democrats to do it, including AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Eric Swalwell, and Adam Schiff to remove a Republican speaker. It makes no sense. And so I would like to see Speaker McCarthy reinstated so that we can actually get back to the work of the American people and focus on the issues from the border to spending to obviously the conflict in Israel right now.